Now, who's our first contestant this evening?
Well, we have a very nice young man coming to the microphone, Mr. Howard, a Mr. Stewart.
Oh, thank you. Good evening, Mr. Stewart, and thank you for coming up. How are you this evening?
Fine, thank you.
Where are you from, would you care to tell us?
Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Indiana.
Indiana, Pennsylvania? Well, make me a politician and call me influence.
I see.
I used to like in that town.
Look out, your crack of tonsils.
No,
just
that's
ignore
right. I was a farmer in a candy factory.
You were a farmer in the candy factory?
I used to milk chocolates.
All right, please. So you're from Indiana, Pennsylvania, Mr. Stewart, is
yes,
that right?
Yes, I am.
Strangely, I knew some people that lived in Indiana. I knew a man by the name of Stewart that used to run a hardware store. Did you know him?
No, hardware store, yes.
Yes, you knew him?
Yes, I was related to him by marriage.
Oh, you were? What, a brother-in-law or something?
Well, it was my father.
Oh, gee, well, isn't that a coincidence? A blood relation.
Blood relation. Yeah.
Why don't you try to borrow some?
Thank you, Mr. Shelby.
It's all right, not at all.
I see. You know, I thought your face looked familiar, Mr. Stewart. So right. You're old Alec Stewart's son.
That's right.
Isn't that marvelous? Well, give Alec my regards the next time you see him.
I sure
you?
Will.
Yes,
thanks,
I'll appreciate that. It certainly is. What do you work at? Are you in the hardware business, Mr. Stewart? What do you do? What do you work at?
I'm an actor.
Oh, an actor? Mm-hmm. You mean like in the theater or the movies? Or?
No, I work on the movies.
Oh, yes? Have you ever made any pictures?
Yeah, a few.
A few?
Well, of all the blockheads. Mr. Howard, that's Jimmy Stewart.
I know that. Alec Stewart's son. I know that. Know him well. Know his father.
Mr. Howard, everybody knows Jimmy Stewart.
Certainly. I even know him. I've seen him in the movies.
Sure.
That's the fellow that says to the girl, I love you. Come to the Casbah.
Wait a minute. Wait. Come to the Casbah. You're wrong, Mr. Sheldon. You're thinking about Spencer Tracy.
Oh. Mr. McNaughton, certainly you've seen Jimmy Stewart in the movies, haven't you?
I'm afraid not, Miss Smith. No, you see, I never go to the cinema.
But he's not in the cinema. He's in the movies.
Jimmy, what in the world are you doing on this program?
What in the world? You know, I was sort of wondering the same thing about you.
Miss Smith is just slumming, Mr. Stewart.
Well, I sort of saw a sign out the theater reading, it pays to be ignorant, so I thought I'd come in and see how much it pays. If it pays to be ignorant, I should clean up some dough around here.
Tell me, have you heard this program in Hollywood, Mr. Stewart?
Oh, yes, I have. That's another reason why I stopped in. I wanted to see if your board of experts had heads.
Yes, they have.
Why, how dare you, Mr. Stewart? How dare you, sir? How dare
well,
you?
I'm sorry.
How dare you? You padded cell, you straitjacket, you crossword puzzle, you jigsaw puzzle.
Wait, what are you saying, Mr. McNaughton?
I'm putting him in his place.
Oh, all right.
Thinking about shipping out to Hollywood and going into pictures myself.
What is that? I thought there was a law against shipping dope.
You're right.
No, that's all right. Mr. Howard isn't going with me.
All right.
Say, Jimmy, I want to tell you that we're mighty proud of the great job you did with the Army Air Force.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks.
Yes, indeed, Jimmy. May I offer my congratulations? You know, I used to be in the Air Force. Mm-hmm. I flew a Burlington Zephyr.
Burlington Zephyr? That's a railroad train, isn't it?
It is. Oh, no wonder I couldn't get it off the ground.
Say, is it true, Mr. Stewart, that some actors in Hollywood make $5,000 a week?
$5,000 a week?
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to work all day for that.
Ah, please. Well, Mr. Stewart, it's needless for me to say that we are certainly honored by this visit, and I mean that sincerely.
Well, Tom, I'm serious, too, when I say that this has been my favorite program. I made up my mind that when I got here the next time to New York, I was certainly going to see it. You know, Tom, you have a lot of fans out on the coast, so keep up the good work, because we all enjoy a good laugh out there, and you fellas certainly hand them out.
Well, that's wonderful, Jimmy, to tell us that. It's very encouraging. Now, Jimmy, will you reach into Johnny's cap and pick out a question for us, please? And will you read the question, if you don't mind? Just take your time and read it.
6 7/8.
Six. Six and seven eight. Wait a minute.
I'm very sorry.
That's all right, Jimmy, but it's on a slip of paper there. Just a slip of paper.
Oh, I see.
Just read the slip of paper if you don't mind.
All right.
Yeah.
How many families live in a four-family house?
How many families live in a four-family house?
Eight, Mr. Howard, eight.
How do you figure eight families in a four-family house?
Well, have you heard of the housing shortage, you dumb cluck, you?
Please.
Yeah, you said it. It used to be two cars in every garage. Now it's two families.
All right, if you want to get technical, how many families are supposed to live in a four-family house? Is that better?
Much better, Mr. Howard, much better.
Well, what about the answer?
I'll bet that's even better.
Please. Mr. McNaughton, if I had your brains, I'd hang myself.
Couldn't you do a better job with a rope?
Please. Let me get back to the question. It's about houses.
Oh, I have a house in the suburbs.
Suburbs? What's that?
That's French for it's a long bus ride.
Yes, I live in a very old mansion. It has stood for over 200 years. Nothing has been touched or altered. Nothing has been repaired or replaced or...
You must have the same landlord I have.
Where do you live, Miss Smith?
Oh, I have an apartment.
You have, huh?
Hmm? I named my apartment Charlotte Arms after my mother.
That's odd. I named my apartment Venus Arms.
That's silly. Venus doesn't have any arms.
I have no apartment.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word, Mr. Shelton, no apartment.
No.
Where do you live, old boy?
Central Park South.
Central Park, what's your address?
59th Street entrance, third bench to the left.
Say, tell me, Miss Smith, have you a large apartment?
Well, I have six rooms, counting the baths.
Baths don't count.
I was brought up differently.
Oh. Thank you, Miss Smith. Look, I'm here, remember? We have a question.
You know, my Uncle Webfoot has a beautiful house. Boy, his bath is out of this world.
Isn't that rather inconvenient on a cold night?
I'm warning you, Mr. McNaughton, my patience is wearing thin.
Yeah, so is your hair.
Okay. The question is, how many families normally live in a four-family house?
No kidding. I wish I could find a house.
Why don't you buy a lot out my way and build?
Is it a nice neighborhood?
Oh, rather. Very exclusive.
Well, I hope it's a nice street. I wouldn't want to spend $300 building a house and then have someone build a cheap one right next to me.
Yeah. $300?
$300. Why, a man wanted $300 just to paint one room in my house.
Well, isn't that expensive?
Well, he said he had to scrape the old paint off, wash with turpentine, then get ready for a new coat.
So what? I do that every night before I go to bed.
I see. Ken, please, will you step in here and give our good friend Mr. Stewart $24.70 for helping us out?
Certainly, Tom.
And
here you
Jimmy,
are, Mr. Stewart.
That, I might say... That's right, James. That's right, James. You count it because no mistakes are rectified after you leave the mic. And that is all for you.
No, not all for me. I got to play 10% of my agent. MCA.
And Mr. Howard, I'd like to give Jimmy 202 Philip Morris cigarettes.
Oh, well, that's fine. Has Harry Saller got anything on tap for us this evening?
Yes, he has, Tom. Tonight he gives us a stirring arrangement of Zip-a-dee-doo-dah.
My, 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 what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine head my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. It's the bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
In choosing your own cigarette, there's only one person whose judgment really counts. That person is you yourself. So accept this friendly challenge. Try Philip Morris and test it against the cigarette you're now smoking. Test it for taste, for flavor, for smoking pleasure. Compare critically, and you too will call for Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. Philip Morris, so clean, so fresh, so pure. Always better, better always.
Thank you, Ken. Now, who is our next contestant, please?
Our next contestant, Mr. Howard, is a very lovely and charming young lady. She's just about getting to the microphone now. I should like to present to you Miss Phyllis Tull.
Oh, fine. Good evening, Miss Tull, and thank you a lot for coming up. How are you this evening, Miss Tull?
Oh, fine, thank you.
Thank you.
Greetings, Miss Tull, greetings. How's your mother?
Never mind, please. Will you keep quiet, Mr. McNaughton?
Why, am I noisy?
You're not only noisy, you're nosy. Pay no attention to him. They let him out without his nurse today, if you know what I mean. Where are you from, would you care to tell us, Miss Tull?
Yes, Los Angeles, California.
Oh, Los Angeles, California, by the
way. Well, I knew a girl out there once. Fine girl, had two eyebrows.
Two eyebrows? Every girl has two eyebrows.
Yeah, but not on the upper lip.
Oh, that's...
She used to tickle me to death when I kissed her.
Uh-huh. Mr. Shelton, are you a lowbrow, or have you got your toupee on backwards?
I haven't got a toupee. I got a sedan.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry for these interruptions, Miss Tull.
Yes, yeah, so am I. Come over here and sit by me, Miss Tull.
Never mind.
Hubba, hubba, hubba. Yes.
Well, you cut out. I'm not going to speak to you again, Mr. McNaughton.
Thank you.
Tell me, Miss Tull, have you ever heard this program before?
Oh, of course.
Oh, you have? Out on the coast?
That's right.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that. Then you're not surprised at what is happening here. Would you like to meet Miss Smith, Miss Tull?
Oh, I'd love that.
Well, that'll be a pleasure. Miss Smith, this is Miss Tull.
How do you do, Miss
Go
Tull?
Right over and
very
shake
nice
hands
to meet
with Miss
you
Smith.
Indeed. Yeah. Very nice to know you. Yeah. How are you? Do you drink Postum?
Please.
You know, it's very good for the nerves. Very good for the nerves.
Please, Miss Smith.
It always makes
will
me
you
tough,
save so. That for Sunday night? Miss Tull, will you reach into the cap there and pick out a question for us, if you don't mind? Just take your time and read it.
What animal does a horse doctor treat?
What animal does a horse doctor treat? Ladies and gentlemen, due to a shortage of time, tune in next week and find out what animal a horse doctor treats. And thank you a lot. Give our good friend here a $25.30 for helping us out.
Certainly, Mr. Howard. It's a pleasure.
And I'd thank like you. To give a 202 Philip Morris cigarette.
Good. Thank you. Don't go away, folks. Meanwhile, here's our ignorant baritone from Hackensack Meadows to tell you what we mean when we say...
It pays to be ignorant, to be dumb, to be dense, to be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant.
Here I am again, Johnny, presenting America's finest cigarette for your smoking pleasure. Yes, for all the good things you want in a cigarette, for taste, for flavor, for smoking pleasure, call for Philip Morris!
Goodbye, Johnny. See you next week. Same time, same station. And remember, listen in next Sunday night when Johnny presents Crime Doctor over these same stations. Until then...
Call for Philip Morris!
Pipe smokers at ease. Take five. Take Revelation. Yes, enjoy Revelation pipe tobacco, a blend of five glorious tobaccos. Load up, light up, and take five. Take Revelation.
Well, folks, it wasn't really worthwhile coming back, as Mr. Palazzi has just given me the high sign, which means it's high time we were closing up for this evening. But we'll be sneaking in here again next week, same time, same station. We hope you'll all sneak in with us. Thank you for your listening time this evening. Good night and good nonsense.
This is Ken Roberts saying good night for Philip Morris. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.